Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from Win TV. Hello, mate.
Morning, Darren. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So, Australian Open going ahead, starting this morning.
It is going ahead, yes. It's been a long road to get here, hasn't it? But you're right, it hits off this morning. So hopefully, we've got 2 weeks to get through still. So certainly haven't won the war yet. There's going to be some issues bob up, no doubt, along the journey. But can't wait for it. It's going to be awesome. Nick Kyrgios in action tonight. Looking forward to that. Some more to and fro with Novak Djokovic. I noticed in the press overnight, Novak saying he hasn't got much respect for Kyrgios. So wouldn't you love to see those two meet later on in the tournament? But there's a bit of water to go under the bridge before that happens. Got to wait till tomorrow night to see Ash Barty play. But can't wait for that either. She is coming off a win and a lead-up event over the weekend, so she's in pretty good form.
Indeed. All right. Let's see. WNCL. Now, the Tassie Tigers, they're top of the ladder, 2-2.
Yeah, nice start for the girls, isn't it?
Yeah.
They knocked off the ACT last Wednesday, as we spoke about on Friday. And then on Friday, they took on South Australia and got the job done there as well. So after a pretty disappointing WBBL campaign, Sally-Ann Briggs, the coach, put a lot of her players on notice. And so far, they've stepped up to the job, which is really good.
Yeah, well, a 50-over game seems to suit them a bit better, I reckon. So, well done to the girls. Now, men, Sheffield Shield, I think that starts this weekend. Are Tassie in action this weekend or not?
Good question. I haven't actually gone ahead and looked at the Shield fixture. It can't be far away, though. Big Bash obviously all wrapped up over the weekend with the Sixers winning yet another title. So, we must say well done to them. We've got the grade cricket final on here in Hobart today, a public holiday here today. So, we've got University and North Hobart going head-to-head. They met the 2020 final a couple of weeks ago. So we'll see the Aussie skipper Tim Payne in action. James Faulkner might even return from injury for University. So some stars on show in that one.
Right. I think Shield starts this weekend, but I'll double-check that. Now, A-League, what's going on there?
Well, it seems to be A-League on every night of the week at the moment, which is not a bad if you're a sports nuff like me, but we had a couple of games to kick off round 7 yesterday. It was Newcastle Jets 1-0 winners over Melbourne City, and also high-scoring affair. Central Coast defeated Western United 3-2, and tonight in action we've got Sydney FC and the Wellington Phoenix. So looking forward to that one. Central Coast still on top of the table, 5 wins, 2 losses for the season.
All right, and NBL basketball.
Yeah, some cool games of the NBL over the weekend. If we go back to Friday night, Melbourne United was too good for the Brisbane Bullets up there in Brisbane. On Saturday, we saw New Zealand get the win over Cairns, 85-79, and Sydney dumped the Adelaide 36ers yesterday by 19 points. On Saturday night by 19 points. Yesterday, the Hawks, nice run to start the season, came to an end against South East Melbourne Phoenix. You're going to see that, I reckon, with the Hawks a bit this year. Their best is going to be pretty good and might see a few losses along the way, given they're an emerging team under Brian Gorgian. And then a close one. We had a 4-point win, Melbourne United over the Perth Wildcats yesterday. We've got a game tonight as well. Cairns Taipans take on New Zealand. So looking forward to the rematch there. As I said, they only played on Saturday, so they're going around again. If we go to the ladder quickly, Melbourne United still undefeated to start the season, 5-0. A little blip, as I said, for the Hawks yesterday, but they're still second with 4 wins, 1 loss.
Yeah. The women's AFL, AFLW, a couple of huge blowouts on the weekend. Lions 65, Suns 2. The Crows gave the Giants a hiding as well.
Yeah, they did. Most of the, if you looked at the odds for these games yesterday, most were pretty well in favour of the teams that won in the end. North Melbourne didn't win as much as I thought they would after their dominant display against Geelong last weekend, but still 26-point winners over St Kilda. Yeah, not a great scoreline when you look at it and see 2 points on the board for Gold Coast. That's not ideal at all for the AFLW administration, I wouldn't have thought. But anyway, that's how it goes when you're building a competition, I guess. Adelaide, thumped the Giants 62-15, and West Coast went down to Fremantle in the Western Derby 23-14.
Who do you think's the gun team in the AFLW? Who do you think?
I think North. I think North Melbourne. Probably them and Adelaide potentially. But North Melbourne, they've got some really good talent. I watched that game last week. I didn't see yesterday's game, but there's certainly some skill on show for the Roos, that's for sure.
Right. Finally, Super Bowl on this morning. Tampa Bay and Kansas City. It's one of the rare Super Bowls where we have a home team in Tampa Bay.
It is, yeah, exactly right. It's a miracle, really, they're saying, because these venues for the Super Bowl are planned years in advance. So, yeah, it's pretty remarkable that they'll get the home ground advantage. It won't be a full stadium as well, obviously with COVID restrictions and things like that, but listening to the experts, Tampa Bay certainly will have some sort of advantage due to that reason. Obviously, we've got Tom Brady going for yet another Super Bowl. I think it's his seventh he's going for, I'm pretty sure. It's either 71 or 70 he's going for. And Patrick Mahomes as well, he's the other star. The two stars going head-to-head in the Super Bowl. It's just a promoter's dream for the NFL. So looking forward to this. I can't say I'm an expert on it, Darren, but I do enjoy sitting back and watching it once a year. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, well, just some breaking news. The halftime show this year will be Mike Brady. he'll be doing it from the MCG via satellite.
Some looks if Mike Brady rolled out in Florida.
Singing up there, Tom Brady. Yeah, right. Okay, enough. That's too much. All right, thanks for that, mate. We'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 6.
Very nice work for you, Dad.
See ya. Thank you.